The new sugya begins exactly where the last sugya left off. Yeah, we go back to the first of the Mamakomus, the condition of Hamid Beis, the V'ibai Seima, that was the second lashon of the Gemara about the Nasanuva of Amrhi. So the second lashon of the Gemara says, Nasanuva Amrhu Mikudeshus, that's for sure good. Nasniva Amrhi, Ein Mikudeshus, for sure no good. Nasanuva Amrhi, Sveikehi Vechashin Midrabbanan. So unlike the first lashon of the Gemara that was convinced that Nasanuva Amrhi is no good, the second lashon is not as convinced, and the second lashon is blight by a suffix. We're not sure it remains with a suffix. Maybe Nasanuva Amrhi is good, maybe it's good, maybe it's no good. It's a suffix. So the Gemara would have just said suffix, okay? It's not the first suffix, not the last. We've had a lot of sphakis in halacha. But what throws us off a little bit are the four words together, that package of sveikehi v'cheshinan midirabanan. What's problematic with that lashon is that mimonoshach. If it's really a suffix, we really don't know. It's a 50-50 chance whether this woman is married. Cheshina midrabbanan sounds like, well, it's the rabbis who are telling us, you know, don't get married to chumah midrabbanan, don't get married to somebody else till you get a get. What do you mean? If she's really a suffocatious ish, so it's a sveikah derais. Everybody knows, but ishnais tell us sveikah derais of the chumrah. So the lashon of the Gemara is very misleading. It's really contradictory. On the one hand, the Gemara is using the phrase sveikah, which makes it sound like it's a real bona fide doubt. And the other hand, the Gemara is turning around and saying, cheshina midrabbanan, don't worry, min haTorah, everything is okay, just it's a chumah midrabbanan. How could it be a chumah midrabbanan if it's a real suffix? So this is, we're not the first ones to ask this kasha. So the Ran, in the second of the Mamakomus, is bothered with this kasha. The high lishta the amrinan, sveikah havi v'cheshina midrabbanan, misafka lituva, a little bit of a play in the words, misafka lituva. The Ran says, I'm very, very concerned, I have a lot of doubts just about the precise meaning of this phrase. The cave of the sveikah, because if you really believe that it's a suffik, havali sveikah deraisa, so it should be a suffik bin haTorah. Vechi ka'amid chashir midrabbanan. How could you say that we're only concerned midrabbanan? Hamid deraisa and amigal mechash. Even on love of deraisa, we should be very, very much concerned. The Ran says, if you look very carefully at the Lashon Harif, when he consolidated the Gemara and put it into just into pure halacha form, so the Rif writes the same halacha, that cheshina, and yes, she requires a get, but the Rif left out the whole presentation of lokasa sveikahu. The Rif did not mention the fact that the Gemara also says sveikahu. It would appear that the Rif understood the chi amrinan sveika, when the Gemara says it's a suffik, lav dafka. Why did it mean it's a real suffik? Why does it mean we really don't know? It's a 50-50 chance whether she's an Eishes Ish or not. Nah. The Medina pshitalon lo havi kiddushay. The Ran says, within the view of the Rif, that the Gemara knew all along that this is not acceptable. This is even within the second lashon, within the first lashon. Sure, the Gemara knew, but even within the second lashon, when the Gemara says chashinan, don't get carried away, says the Rif. Chashinan doesn't mean it's a suffik deraisa; it's only a suffik derabanan. The medina pshitalon lavi kedushin came in the amrahi, because after all, she's doing the talking. Once she's doing the talking, we are convinced the ikar adin that she's not mekudeshes. Ella, what the second lashon was mechadish was shechacham mechmiru bedavar. That Chazal, at a later point, sometime between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chassidus and Gemara, they came up with this idea that, you know what, midrabbanan, we're going to be concerned. Vasa'u kisafek. And Chazal made it like a safek. It's min haTorah, it's not a safek altogether. And therefore, min haTorah, you don't even need it yet. If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a nasanuv amrahi, what do I do? He would have said, nasanuv amrahi, come on. That's called kisikach. That's garnish. That's for sure not mekudeshes. But midrabbanan, we're not as comfortable with that. And therefore, midrabbanan, they made it like a suffix. The lishta de sveiku lefi zelo asi shapir. So says the Ran, it's a great pshat. It solves the halachic problem, but it's not, doesn't work so well textually, because the Gemara does use the word sveikah he. So according to the Rif, sveikah, lav dafka sveikah, he means that we're going to treat it like a doubt. Unless one argues that the Rif didn't even have the word sveikah in his Gemara. Maybe the gears of the Rif was just Chashina midrabban, period. Maybe those two words fake, it didn't even exist in the Rif's gear. So maybe, we don't know yet. It's hard for us to know what the Rif's manuscript looked like. But clearly, conceptually, the Rif is trying to convey to us this message that this is not a real suffix. Whether he had the gears tonight, I don't know. But the Rif's sheet is clear that it wasn't a real suffix. What about other Rishonim? So the Ran continues. The Rambam, when he quotes this din, So he writes as follows: Nasan huva amrahi harezu mekudeshes misafek for hiske midrabanan klal. The Rambam emphasizes, he focuses on the fact that it's a safek, but he doesn't mention that it's only a chumra midrabanan el a safek kedushin. He just writes it's a safek kedushin, which would be great, assuming that the Gemara wouldn't have said the words b'chashinim midrabanan. So it's almost very strange that the riff in the Rambam. The Rambam was a Talmud of a Talmud of the Rif. One of the Rif's Talmidim was the Rimagash, and the Rimagash's Talmud was Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon was the Rambam's father. So the Rambam was almost indirectly a Talmud of the Rif. The Rambam never met the Rif. The story goes that the Rambam did meet the Rimagash. Again, it was his father's Rebbe. There's a, I don't know what to do with this. It was like a Chassidish Shemaisa about the Rambam and the Rimagash. They say that the Rambam was zoichet to meet the Rimagash when he was a little boy, and apparently the Rimagash gave him a bracha. And the Rambam writes that all his Torah was all attributed to the bracha that the Rimagash gave. Again, hey, you do that legend whenever you want to do with it. But the Rambam was clearly viewed himself as a Talmud of the Rimagash, because he would quote Rambam learned primarily from his father, and his father was a Talmud Muvuk of the Rimagash, and the Rimagash was a Talmud Muvuk of the Rif. So the Rambam always considered himself to be part of that chain of tradition going back to the Rif. So here you have a strange thing that both the Rif and the Rambam are clearly bothered with the way the Gemara says. The Gemara says the four words, Sveiki v'chashim v'drabanan. So that phrase is almost an internal contradiction, because Sveiki means that it's a Sufik deraisa, chashim v'drabanan sounds like it's a chum v'drabanan. So whereas the Rif almost like erased or ignored in a sense two words of the Gemara, the Rambam seems to ignore the other two words. The Rif ignored the words of Sveikahi, and the Rambam seems to ignore the words v'chashinim v'drabanan. So we're not quite sure what to do with the Gemara as appears in front of us. The four words that we have in our gears, the Gemara is Sveikahi v'chashinim v'drabanan. We're back to square one. Those four words don't seem to fit together. So there is another suggestion that is made. Actually, bidas haRambam. Again, the Rambam, we don't know how the Rambam read the Gemara. The issue with the Rambam is the Rambam didn't write a perish on the Gemara, or at least we don't have his perish on the Gemara. The Rambam wrote a sefer halacha. So much of our issues when we learn with the Rambam is we're trying to connect the dots. How did the Rambam figure out what he got from what it says in the Gemara? So unlike, let's say, like Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rishonim, who they explained to us exactly what Pshat in the Gemara is, so you can follow their train of thought. You figure out exactly how they got from the Gemara and how to get from A to Z. The Rambam, the Gemara was A and the Rambam is Z, and we have no idea what's in the middle because we don't know how the Rambam learned any given Gemara. So there is another suggestion that's given based on a Shittas Rambam to try to make a little bit more clarity out of this phrase in the Gemara, Sveiki v'chashinim v'drabanan. It's based on a very, very famous statement of the Rambam. We spoke about this Rambam before. It's the third of the Mamakamas. It's a Rambam that really takes us out of confusion for a minute into really a Kol Torah Kula question. The Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perktes Alochi Yud Beis, says the Rambam, Dover Yadua, it is known. You know, I'll just tell you, when the Rambam says Dover Yadua, it is known. Maybe to the Rambam it was known, but other Rishonim didn't accept it. Dover Yadua, it is well known. Shekol Eilam Tumos, V'chayotze Bahen. All of the tumas that the Rambam had just delineated, shehemishim sofek, different cases of sveikas. We're not sure whether you touched the mace, not sure whether you were under the same roof as the mace. There are different kinds of sveikas in Uchas Tumah Vitara. Says the Rambam, harein shel divrehen. Any time that we paskin a person is tamei because of some kind of a doubt, just know, says the Rambam, that's a code phrase for being derabanan. There's no such thing as a tumah sofek min haTorah. Why is that? V'ein tamei min haTorah, says the Rambam, Elamisha nitma tumas vadai. Only somebody who became tamei b'tumas vadai, only such a person is considered to be tamei mideraisa. Avakala sveikis, all sveikis, bein b'tumas, not only in the realm of tumas is what the Rambam is primarily talking about, but now the Rambam extends this. All sveikis, bein b'tumas, bein b'machos asuros, all shahs and kashras. I have a piece of meat in front of me, and it's a 50-50 chance. I don't know whether it's chazer or not. So we all know the Mishnah tells us you can't eat that meat. Sveika deraisa l'chumra, says the Rambam. The fact that we're machmir on sveikis, the fact that Allah tells us sveika deraisa l'chumra, that in turn is only a chumra midrabanan. That means if you would ask Moshe Rabbeinu, honestly, what do you think? Can I eat the meat? 50-50 chance it's kosher, 50-50 chance it's treif. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's okay, can eat the meat. Why? The Torah only asked vada. The Torah says don't eat chazer. The Torah is speaking about known chazir, not maybe, it's kenzai, efshir, it's chazir. The Torah was talking about, the Torah is vada, the Torah addresses situations of certainty. So anytime there's any bona fide sofek, We're not sure whether it's chaz or not. Min haTorah, it's mutter to eat it. Says the Rambam, not only is this true in Nechustum Vitara, not only is this true in Machos Asuras, Bein Biarayas, it's true in Gilead Arayas also. If you have a woman and you're not sure, there's a 50-50 chance whether she's an erva to you, the Rambam says, okay, Min haTorah, it's perfectly okay. Visha Bosos, you have a Sofik Yiduch HaShabbos, you don't know, I'm not sure. Is this a Melocha? Not a Melocha. 50-50 chance of Melocha. It's okay. When the Torah says, Lo Sasek a Melocha, that means a Melocha, but Torah is Vaday. Ein Lem Elami Divrei Sofrim. So says the Rambam, the Shita is that all Sveikas, starting out in Chostumah, and then in all other areas, everything is all mutter on a love the right thing. And the Rambam is not telling you lemaisa to do this. The Rambam agrees to the Mishnayos. The Rambam agrees to the Gemara. The Gemara says many times, Sveika the rights of the Chumra. So the Rambam qualifies that statement by saying that in turn is only a Chumra midirabanan. What do the other Rishonim have to say about the Rambam? So most of the other Rishonim are not exactly on the same page with the Rambam in terms of this. If you want to take a look at just how much the other Rishonim disagree, so the Ravid on the bottom of Marmokam number 3, it's the second line from the bottom. So the Ravid is commenting in Davi Yadush Gal Tumas Uchulei Amar Avram. Well, the Ravids always begin with Amar Avram. Avram was the Ravid's name. The notes of the Ravid were actually written down by his Talmidim. The Ravid was saying Shir, and he's quoting the Rambam. He was a contemporary of the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambams. And the Rambam was written he wrote it in Egypt. The Rambam was born in Spain, but then his family had to leave Spain. They were exiled from Spain. Then he ended up in Eretz Yisrael for a short time. Then he couldn't survive in Eretz Yisrael. There was especially no food in Eretz Yisrael in those years. So he made his way back to Egypt. Then he spent most of his life in Egypt. So the Ravid lived in southern France. He lived in Provence. So it took a little bit of time until Ram's Ksav, until his works made it, they had to make it up over the Mediterranean. But eventually the Ravid and his Chaverim, his group, did get their hands on the words of the Rambam. And the Ravid used to say, used to comment on each and every one of the Rambams. So this is the Talmidim quoting from the Rebbe, what the Ravid had to say about this Ram. Omer Avram, Zeo Shibush Godol, says, it's a big mistake. Not a little mistake, it's a big mistake. So the Ravid says, Chazal say, so many places. So which the Rambam would respond, I agree. But I'm just telling you that Chumrah of Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumrah is only itself, only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. There's no machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid L'Maisa. Everybody agrees that you can't eat the meat. Everyone agrees you can't do the malach. Everyone agrees you can't marry this woman. Everyone agrees that Sveikah is a Rasar. The question is, are they also on a love of D'Oraisa? Are they also on a love of D'Rabbanan? So if one takes the Rambam for a moment, so maybe one can understand the Lashon Gemara a little bit better. But the Gemara says, Sveikah v'chashir midirabbanan. So there is a sefer in Maseches Kedushin written by who was known as the Talmud HaRashba. I don't think we know who his name was, but we do know he was the Talmud of the Rashba. So in the sefer Chedushei Talmud HaRashba on Maseches Kedushin on the spot, he looks at the Gemara and says Sveiki v'chashinim midrabanan, and he says, "Let me tell you exactly why those four words are not a contradiction. It's a sofek, and the Rambam is right that all sveikas are mutter min haTorah." And therefore, what do we do when we have a suffix? V'chashinan midirabanan. That means midirabanan, you can't marry this woman without her getting a get. Because since it's a suffix kedushin, we don't know what the din is. So therefore, we have to be machmir. But the level, the degree of the chumrah is only a chumrah midirabanan, which is exactly what the Rambam said in Chutzpah Smeis, that all sveikas are only midirabanan. So according to the Talmud HaRashba, the Bedas HaRam, the four words of the Gemara, read like a charm. Sveikahi v'chashinan midirabanan. The other two pshat that we had before either had to almost like ignore the word sveike, or you had to ignore the words chashir midrabanan. According to the Talmud Rashba's version of the Rambam, everything's gevaldik, sveike v'chashir midrabanan. Everything is great.
But that's unusual language.
It's
right?
A very strange, right? It's a very, very strange language, right? Right.
Not by every suffix.
You're right. Right. The Gemara doesn't. Right. The Gemara never says that phrase. Right. So it is. It's still textual, somewhat strange, but at least conceptually, it all rings true. According to the other Rishonim, we have to almost like finagle around the word tzveikas and erase the words midrabanan. According to the Talmud HaRashba, that's Ram, everything reads like a charm. The only question is it true? Is this pshat even a viable, even a working pshat? So it may or may not be a working pshat, depending on the Ram himself. So let's go back to the third of the Marmakomos, back to the Rambam, and get to the end of the second line of the Rambam. where the Rambam poses a question on his shita. Now, the reason why I didn't read it the first time around is because it's in brackets. And the reason why it's in brackets is because there are actually two different versions of what the Rambam wrote. There are two different kisvayad as to what exactly, whether these next couple of words actually exist, should exist or not. So we're going to read it for a moment as if it exists. We're going to read it as if this is what the Rambam is saying. When the Rambam just presented his whole shita, his chiddush shita, that all sfeikas are mutar min haTorah, there is a very real problem that's staring the Rambam in the face, and that is the problem that appears in next week's parasha, Parashas VaYikra. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called an Ashem Toli. Ashem Toli means that if a person, by mistake, did an Issa Kares, say, by mistake, I was Bechal Shabbos, I forgot it was Shabbos. I ate in Yom Kippur, I forgot it was Yom Kippur. So I have to be a Korban Chatas. What if, by mistake, I did something, but I'm not even sure that I did it? It means I had, let's say, a piece of chalev, or a piece of chometz on Pesach, and I'm not even sure I ate it, but I'm not even sure that it was chalev, I'm not even sure it was Pesach, I'm not even sure that I did the Issa Kares B'Shagig. So if I know for a fact I did an Issa Kares B'Shagig, I have to be in Korban Chatas. If I'm not even sure that I did an Issa Kares B'Shagig, then I don't bring a Korban Chatas, I bring a Korban Asham Toloi, and it's like Toloi, it's hanging on, the Korban is Mechaper for me. If and when I actually find out at a later date that I really did do the Avera, for certain, then I have to bring a Korban Chatas. If I never find out, so I never find out, and I was Yotzei Mitzvah and Shonim, I'm part of from here on in. So there is a big problem. The big problem is that normally we associate the bringing of a Korban Ashem Toloi with the suffering violation of an Isser. So I have a piece of meat in front of me, I don't even know whether it's Chelev or Shuman. Shuman is a permissible fat, and I ate it by mistake, and now what? So do I bring a Korban or not? So the answer is, yeah, you bring a Korban Ashem Toloi. So in fact, the Rambam himself, why are you bringing an Ashem Toloi for? If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu on the spot, am I permitted to eat the meat? What would the answer have been? Yes, because it's only a suffix anyway. So if all sveikas min haTorah mutar, it turns out I didn't do anything wrong. You only bring a carbon when you did something wrong. You don't bring a carbon for something that min haTorah is permissible. So if I would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu on the spot, I have a suffix chametz in front of me. So can I eat it or not? So the answer is, yeah, of course you can eat it. Didn't the Rambam say all sveikas are mutar? So if all sveikas are mutar min haTorah, and you went ahead and you did it by mistake, what are you bringing a carbon for? You didn't do anything wrong. So that's the problem that the Rambam is addressing in the brackets. So what's the answer to the problem? So the Rambam says in the brackets, V'yafa pichein, dova shechiyavet azdonu kare sveik wasa min haTorah. The Rambam says, when do I say that all sveikas are mutar min haTorah? That's not in the Rambam of Yisurei Kares. That's in the Rambam of Lavim. But Yisurei Kares, even I can see that they're also in a Torah b'safek. And what's the proof, says the Rambam? Shereya also so chayv Hashem Toloi. Pasha Hashem Toloi staring me in the face. Next week's Pasha. If the Torah in Pasha's vehicle gives me a din of Hashem Toloi, that's a proof positive that sveikas are also in a Torah. Aye, but the Rambam says, I'm telling you sveikas are only midi Rabbanon. The answer is there must be a distinction between Yisrael Lavim and Yisrael Kareis. That is the Rambam's solution to this dilemma, to the problem of Hashem Toloi, as presented by the brackets in the Rambam. Of course, if that is correct, if the brackets are correct, then the Talmud HaRashba's pshat just fell by the wayside. Mamash just disappeared. Why? In our sugya, we're talking about Eishazish. Eishazish is an Issa Kares. It's one of the Arayas. So if you have a woman in front of you and you don't know she married or she not married, we cannot let you marry him in haTorah. That would be a problem with the Raisa. If that's a problem with the Raisa, it's the Sufik of Ashur Torah, it's the Sufik Kores. So how in the world could the Gemara say, Sveiki v'chashirim mit the Rabbanon? The whole pshat of the Talmud HaRashba, hanging on to the Rambam, was assuming sveiki means it's only a suffix, and therefore min haTorah it's okay, but chashirim mit the Rabbanon, it's only chum mit the Rabbanon. That's not true. That would be true in Chazir, that wouldn't be true in Eishazish. So if the brackets are correct, then Talmud HaRashba, pshat and the Gemara cannot be correct. Those two things cannot coincide together. Question is the brackets correct or not? Is that the correct reading of the Rambam? So we have reason to believe that that may not be correct, because the simple reading of the Rambam doesn't bear that out. If you take a look back at the third Rambam Kamus again, so the second line says about kol ha-sveikis, all sveikis, bein betumas, bein b'machos asuras, bein b'arayas, v'shabosos. What does Arayas mean? Arayas means an Issa Kares. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is an Issa Kares. So how in the world could those brackets make any sense? So you have to really, really, really revamp what the word Arayas means. You have to really take the word Arayas out of its context. You have to take the word Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. Shabbos means the Lav of Shabbos. It means Yontif. I don't know what it means. So you have to really, really work hard on what Bein B'Arayas, Bein B'Shabbosos means, according to the brackets. The Pashas HaDvarim is not like the brackets. The Pashas HaDvarim is that there's another answer to the question of Ashem Taloi, but that other answer interests us considerably. Why? Because the only way for us to salvage the Talmud HaRashba's Pshat and HaGemara is to come up with some other way to address the Eshem Tolin dilemma, not fall back on the brackets. So we definitely don't give a double. We don't want this gears in the brackets to be right, because number one, it doesn't fit into the first couple of words in Rambam. Rice Shabbosos really have to be worked on significantly. And number two, if you commit yourself to the brackets, then the Talmud Rashi's pshat falls by the wayside. So we are searching for another pshat in the Rambam. But the problem is, if you cut out the brackets, like some of the kids for Yad didn't even have that whole line in it, so what's the answer to the kasha? So how in the world do you bring an Hashem Toloi if all Sveik is a mutter? Since when do you bring a carb if it's something that's mutter? Hopefully next week we have to address that question. And if and when we can come up with another answer to that question that's more satisfying to us, then we could still hang on to the Talmud HaRashba's pshat in that sugya, and we're still okay. So we have a work for us next week, but it's going to begin with going back to the Shita Sarama.